John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation today and will be back on Monday. But I have one more guest host for today, and her name is Jody Kodesh, meteorologist.
Hello.
Jody Kodesh. Now, Jody, it is just so wild that you happen to be taking your family vacation in Hawaii.
Yes.
When one giant weather event happened.
Oh, my goodness. The biggest weather event. We take a vacation for the first time in 2 years as a family.
Wow.
We're there, and I get a tsunami watch on my phone, which quickly turns into a tsunami warning. And as soon as I saw that warning, I knew that vacation was coming to a halt quickly.
Yeah.
Because I knew that I had to work, but I knew that I also had to protect my family and kind of see what that was all about. And that ended up being a big deal.
So, as a meteorologist, obviously you know more than the average person when it comes to situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we know now that it didn't get as big as they thought it would.
Right.
And I think that sometimes is why people have a tendency to ignore those warnings.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is a great way for you to remind people, just because this one didn't happen.
Exactly.
You still have to follow what you're being told to do.
Absolutely. There were, I was doing this research as quick as I could when I was there.
Yeah.
There were like three other times with earthquakes that were smaller than the earthquake that generated these tsunami waves.
Yeah.
There were three other times that it's happened in the history there at Hawaii, and they generated huge tsunami waves, right? So they had seen earthquakes like this produce deadly tsunamis.
Yes.
They were very smart to start evacuating.
Yes.
They were very smart to start alerting everyone. And it was a big deal there. And people, it was panic.
Mm-hmm.
People were panicking. People were trying to get out. It was gridlock. It was everything you imagine. And it needed to be that way because they had to prepare everyone for the worst. When it didn't pan out, there was a lot of people, Tammy, saying like, oh, you know, it was nothing. It could have been really bad. And we were very lucky. We were blessed that it wasn't. But it was an event.
Relating to it here, it's like when we have an evacuation when it comes to wildfires.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, well, we didn't really need to evacuate because they knocked it down, but you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. And it's better to be prepared and safe.
Yes. It's all in the preparation.
Exactly.
It's all. And it's practice.
Yeah.
Because there could be a time where it could be something serious and you're going to have practice and you're going to know what to do.
Now, when you guys got this warning, you guys were in a high-rise hotel and you stayed, correct?
Yes. So I booked a room on an oceanfront. We hadn't been on vacation forever, and I booked that oceanfront view, and we were on the 20th floor, so high up. When the tsunami warning came through, I knew we were fine on the 20th floor. In fact, the hotel said everybody above the fourth floor doesn't need to do anything. You don't need to move. You're already at higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in the safest spot we needed to be, and because of that, I was able to just go out on my balcony, go live, and try to help a lot of people and give them the information that I was able to get, because I was able to get a lot of information on the back end that people didn't have access to.
And you were the first person I looked up because I knew you were in Hawaii.
Yes,
and
yes.
I thought, holy crap, I need to go to Jody's page because I know she's going to be on it. And thank you, by the way, for doing that, because you were on vacation.
I was.
I mean, you didn't have to do what you were doing.
Right. As a meteorologist, though, that's my job. And I kicked immediately into gear. My husband knew exactly. He said, go live right now. You got to get all the information out that you can.
All right. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what that was like as a family. And do they look at you as mom? Do they look at you as the meteorologist and everything that comes with that, if that's okay?
I got you. Lots to talk about.
Jody Kodesh, meteorologist Jody Kodesh, is my special guest host today as John is out on vacation. And Jody, we were talking about your time. You're on vacation in Hawaii. How many days were you there before this happened?
We were there 4 days before it happened.
Okay.
On a 7-day trip.
Okay. And then in the middle of your vacation, all of a sudden, tsunami warning.
Yes.
Holy cow. Jody, being a meteorologist, is going to do what she does for a living, and that's jump on and let everyone else know what's going on. Now, we expect that from you because that's your job.
Yes.
But you're also a mom to two boys and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what your family, how does your family deal with this when you're in an emergency situation, but yet you're going to go on and talk to people? Take us through that process.
This was, I will tell you, Tammy, and I don't use this word, it was scary for me as a mom. I will tell you.
We were
ziplining. We went ziplining as a family. We had fun. We had a blast. And then coming back from that is when I got the warning. I was there. I had my hair up in a bun, no makeup on. We were going to go to the pool. We knew it was a big deal. I saw how big the earthquake out of Russia was. I knew that that could generate a really big problem for Hawaii. And my husband, to his credit, said, hey, do you want to go get ready? Do you want to put your makeup on? Do you want to, you're probably going to get called. I started getting called from news stations. Yeah, and he was right on it. I was quick to do that. But then in the same token, I'm thinking, I have to get the information for my hotel. Are we safe here? What's going on? I had to protect myself, and I have two kids going, what is a tsunami, mom? Is this? And I have a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So I could see it in his face, was very scared.
Sure.
So at the same time that I'm trying to gather information, I'm actually trying to calm my kids because they kept saying things like, should we be leaving? Mom, we have to leave. And I knew we weren't going to be able to leave. We were on the 20th floor. We were safe, but it was difficult. It was a balance, I will say, as a mom. It really was the first time I'd ever been put to that test.
Okay.
Where I was getting a lot of phone calls from family that was really scared. And I had kids asking a ton of questions, and I had to answer as quick as I could, but go live and give out the information.
Mm-hmm.
People in the actual hotel were following my live to get information. It was a balance, but scary.
One of your videos, you talked about that, parents, when you're dealing with a very scary situation,
yes,
like that, on how to think of the words that you're using and,
yes,
things like that. Because kids, especially littler kids, your 12-year-old really understands it, but a younger kid might not know what this means.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to figure out how to say things around them to make them feel protected and safe, but yet this is still a big deal.
Yes, I made the point, and this is good for, you know, our listeners here to take this. When you're watching the news or you're listening to the radio or you're experiencing news on your phone that could be scary,
mm-hmm,
emergency situations, it happens all the time. Sometimes we talk about it with our spouse, our significant other, and we are saying things like, oh, this is so scary, or this is awful, and your children absorb that information differently.
Yeah.
They may think it's an imminent threat. They could,
yes,
think that it's right there in your neighborhood. So you have to be careful not to alert your children when you don't need to.
Yes. I learned that lesson after 9/11.
Yes.
Because my two youngest kids,
mm-hmm,
I don't even think that either one were in school yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving to pick up two of my other kids from school. And all of a sudden, Morgan looks at her brother Grayson and she said, oh, look, Grayson, that's a bad building. And I went, what do you mean a bad building? And she said, well, Mama, those big buildings, they always come down.
You see?
And I never thought that they were even paying attention to any of that.
Right.
Yeah.
But they absorb it, and mm-hmm, they are sponges. They,
yeah,
take it. So we have to be careful as parents to protect them of that.
Thank you for sharing that insight,
yeah,
into you and your family, too. We really appreciate it.
Yes.